I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. Have you heard this song before, titled I'm All Right by Jody Messina? Today, Dave is going to discuss what being in the middle looks like, financially speaking, and then share some examples and suggestions that you can implement in your life to become better than average. As you listen in, if one or two catch your ear, focus on that and that only. Take what you heard and apply it to your life so that you can win with money.
Good day and welcome to the Save Like Dave podcast, where we are on a mission to help you save and win with your money on almost any income level. Dave retired at 55, traveled the world, and lived abundantly, all while making well under $50,000 a year his entire career. Now it's your turn. Let's take your financial dreams to the next level.
Today's episode is all about those stuck in the middle. Maybe you're thinking I'm working hard or I'm trying hard, but I just can't get ahead. Well, Dave's going to give you some ideas and what you can do to get ahead and to be better than average, financially speaking.
All right. Thanks, Nate. And thanks again for joining me on this podcast. This one is kind of interesting to me. Some of it might be familiar to you, but hopefully I'll catch your ear and one or two you can will help you on your journey to be successful financially. I recently did a study of what it looks like to be middle class in America, or as I'd like to say, average financially. I wanted to know what it looks like and then what would someone need to do to become better than average. Here's what I found. Steady income. Middle class individuals typically have a reliable source of income, often derived from stable employment or a combination of sources. Basic financial stability. They can cover essential expenses such as housing, utilities, and food without significant financial strain. Home ownership or stable housing. Many middle class individuals own a home or have a stable living arrangement, whether through renting or other means. They have access to healthcare. Middle class individuals generally have access to basic healthcare services and can afford health insurance. Education opportunities. They can afford to provide education for themselves and their children, whether through public schooling or private institutions. The middle class usually have modest savings. There may be some savings, but it might not be substantial. It's often used for emergencies or short-term goals. They also have consumer goods. They can afford some non-essential items and experiences, such as vacations or entertainment, though not necessarily excessively. Regarding debt management, middle-class individuals may have some debt, such as a mortgage or a car loan, but it's usually manageable and not overwhelming. They may contribute to retirement savings, such as a 401k or pension plan, but the amount may vary. The last one that describes a general middle-class person is limited luxuries. While they can enjoy some luxuries, high-end items or experiences are not the regular part of their lifestyle. Now, listening to that, did any of you connect? Did some of those say, yep, that's me, I'm middle class, or no, I'm not there yet, or maybe you're above that, and you got all those covered plus. So the point of this initial breakdown was to show you this is what the middle class generally looks like in America. So now what I want to do, I want to share 10 things that I have found for improving your financial picture. The first one is budgeting. We have done a podcast on this, but let me just briefly share what that is. Create and stick to a realistic budget that allocates funds for necessities, savings, and discretionary spending. Make sense? A budget is extremely important if you're going to win with money, if you want to get above that middle class or that average person. The next one is an emergency fund. You want to build an emergency fund to cover those unexpected expenses, providing a financial cushion during challenging times. And Nate and I will tell you, and you can ask your family, everybody goes through difficult and challenging financial times.
Yeah, I mean, you just think, if you drive a car, you probably have had something where you need to replace the tires or fix something on the inside, or there's just always something that comes up, right? Or a health bill.
You can, if you just stop for a minute, you'll realize everybody has challenges that way. And so emergency fund helps you through that so you don't have to go deep into debt. And that's how you're going to get out of that middle class situation. The next one is debt reduction. You want to develop a plan to systematically pay down high interest debt, freeing up more money for savings and investment. Investing. Explore investment options to grow your wealth over time. Consider consulting with a financial advisor for personalized advice. So, you know, this is a little bit of that financial planning 2.0. But, you know, once you save a certain amount and you're starting to get ahead, the people that get beyond middle class, they invest, whether it be in the stock market, real estate, or other avenues, start a side hustle or business. That's your ticket to get beyond middle class and getting into a more successful situation financially. Another one that you can do to grow financially is skill development. What I mean is that you invest in improving your skills or acquiring new ones to enhance your earning potential in the job market. And like we talked about on the last podcast, side hustles are really a great way to get your financial life going in the right direction. Explore opportunities for additional income through part-time jobs or side businesses.
Yeah, as we mentioned last time, you know, it's never been easier to pick up a second job. And a lot of these jobs you can do online. Of course, mentioned Uber or Uber Eats, or again, maybe you take your own skills that you do in your 9-to-5 and you do it, you know, an extra night a week, or maybe you tutor someone on math. You never know. Honestly, there's unlimited amounts of ideas there.
Yeah. And just to take that one step further, if you have a special skill, think twice, think three times. Maybe you can apply those skills to online and create a business online and create courses. And once you get those things up and running, some of them can actually run themselves and they can be very, very profitable. All right. Another thing you can do to break free from being average and being exceptional is education and training. Continuously invest in your education and professional development to stay relevant in your field and potentially earn a higher income. Another one is insurance coverage. This one's kind of dry, but it's extremely important. Ensure that you have adequate insurance coverage, including health, life, and property insurance, to protect against unexpected financial setbacks. And they do come, I guarantee it. To get above in middle class is retirement planning. Increase contributions to your retirement accounts as income grows to secure a more comfortable retirement. You know, that's one thing that I did. I wasn't crazy. I didn't, you know, save 40, 50% of my income, but I did do a little more than what was supposedly the norm at the time, 10%. And I did 15, and I think I got up to about 20 before I fully retired. And that did make a difference. That actually made a big difference when you do it over a longer period of time, say the last 10 years of my career, that extra 10% went a long way towards me succeeding financially. The last one I want to leave you with is financial literacy. I want you to educate yourself about personal finance, investment strategies, and wealth building techniques to make informed decisions about money. So I don't want you to make these financial decisions blind, so to speak. You need to know what you're doing. And you can do it by educating yourself. So what do you think? Are you in the middle class when you look at those two different groups that I talked about today? Or maybe you're just getting started and have a long way to go to be middle class? Not to worry, because no matter where you are financially, you can still win with money.
Yeah, and I'll just say it's not going to be an overnight thing. You just got to do one thing at a time. And over time, over the years, you can start saving more money or you can start making these positive changes. But to be honest, unfortunately, average nowadays in the United States is, we've shown these stats before, but you can't even afford a $400 medical payment or $400 emergency payment.
Right.
Right. So just having a bigger emergency fund is better than average for most, honestly.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Nate. Appreciate you sharing that. You know, from my years of being a saver and investor, what I've found is the key, or one of the keys, is to be intentional with your time and begin to implement these issues into your daily life. Just as you plan out your work week or you plan out your next vacation, it takes time and effort to get the results you want, right? So what I want you to do is to make it a practice in your life to plan out your financial life, right? If you spend a fair amount of hours planning your next summer's vacation, please do the same with your financial life. If you do that, I promise you're going to win with money. Please take these suggestions seriously and begin this week to practice some of these ideas, and you will win with money. All right, lastly, I'm going to share 3 points and then give you an actionable item. You know, most of us are average, and that's just a statement of fact. But I'd like to think you want to be better than average. If I've said something today that you could use, like begin budgeting or starting a side hustle, I would be a happy man. See, my goal, there's no financial reward for me, but my reward is to hear of success stories, and that's what motivates me. Choose one of these suggestions I gave today to begin your path to being successful with your finances.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, just the fact that you're listening to this podcast is probably setting you on a track to be above average.
Yep.
Because that shows that you care about your money and your financial future. But it's not just listening. It's not just learning. It's taking action,
it's
right?
It's doing. Yep. All right. The next one is insurance coverage. Again, this is kind of dry, but it is one of the items I suggested to help you to win financially speaking. And I know it's not very exciting, but I want you to look at it another way. What if you accumulate a substantial asset and let's say you lose your home in a fire or you get sued and you do not have proper insurance? Well, you will go back to square one. A little prevention will go a long way to keep you out of harm's way. So be properly insured. The third thing that I want to emphasize is that emergency fund. I've harped on this one a few times, so hopefully you're either almost there or already have that in place. But do that and you can have peace of mind when that inevitable emergency comes your way. The last thing I want to share with you is to take action. I've always liked that Jody Messina's song about being stuck in the middle. It's a catchy song. However, if you want to do better than being average or being stuck in the middle, you will need to think differently about money. Start today by implementing these examples into your life.
Yeah, interesting. I have not heard that song, but it sounds like a catchy one, an interesting one. And
yeah, it's a country song, Nate. So that's probably why you have not heard it. And it's an older one now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, again, taking action, that's, you know, we end every podcast on that. And if you're not actually implementing any of these things from this episode, well, then you're not learning, right? Because real learning is doing. But that wraps up today's episode. On next week's episode, we got to say help. My 401k is falling behind. Does anyone feel this way? Well, next session, Dave will tackle this challenging topic and he will give you 10 concrete examples on how to solve that problem on a 401k. You'll be able to leave the podcast with ways to have an above average retirement, something just about everyone would want. Make sure you stick around for next week's episode on getting ahead on your 401k. And lastly, we want to ask a favor. If you enjoyed the episode, if you learned something, share it with a friend. I'm sure there's someone else who's trying to make it financially, or maybe they're trying to get ahead. Share this podcast with a friend. That will help us out tremendously.
Well, thank you, Nate. And I'm going to leave with a proverb again. It's Proverb 13, verse 13. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded.